and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. If you're just jumping on board right now, oh, my phone is going nuts here. All kinds of people are calling, looking for more information about our last guest, but we're moving on to our new guest. This gentleman is somebody who's been with us numerous times before. He is the founder of AutoInformant.com. It is my pleasure to welcome Bill Atala back to Auto World. Hey there, Bill. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. It's great to be back. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for asking. Let's talk a little bit about your own personal automotive background. What was your first car, Bill?
Yeah, my first car was a little British Triumph, a GT6 Plus. And
that was
the first, and now 110 cars later, I still wish I had that car. It was a great one.
Wow, that is amazing. Of course, you've had a remarkable career in Silicon Valley, being the gentleman behind lots of different companies and owning more than 100 cars in your lifetime. I mean, that's a dream for lots of us. Give us some highlights of some of the special cars that you've had the pleasure of owning over your lifetime so far, because I know you're going to own probably another 100 before all is said and done.
No, I think my wife has taken that back a bit, but I have had some great toys. The oldest car I owned was a 1933 BSA, which was a three-wheel English car. And that was a great car, restored. There are very few of those left in the world. And, after taking it to a couple of shows, I donated it to a museum, and it's now on display for most people to see when they tour the Harrah's Museum in Reno.
Oh, that's great.
That's a great car, but it's museum quality, and it's a shame. It's not something you want to drive on the road, especially because it's painted in three shades of purple, something I let my daughters select, which might have been my mistake, but it came out too. And then I went on and had usual MGTD. I had a wonderful Morgan Plus 8, which I ordered new, and it took 2 years to get it. So you order a car, and then 2 to 3 years later, it arrives, which is quite a bit of patience on my part.
Yes.
And then I've got a bunch of other toys, but I really fell in love with my Sunbeam Tiger. I mean, that's kind of a half American, half European, a British car, and it's got the power, but it's small. It's really what I think an open roadster is all about. I love that car.
Oh, that's a wonderful car. And interestingly enough, I know the story. Once I was with Carroll Shelby and his the late Carroll Shelby and his last wife, it was an interesting story how these two met, and it was because of the fact that his last wife, the wife that was with him when he passed away, who I'm blanking out on at the moment. She was a British lady.
Cleo?
Yeah, exactly. Cleo. Ah. Yeah, she was driving in a rally in England, and during that time, she was having a hard time keeping up with a Cobra. And she said, like, what's that car? Where did it come from? And what's the engine and all that? And that's what met her to meeting Carroll Shelby, but she was a huge fan of the Sunbeam Tiger as well.
She was, and I've actually been to a couple of Shelby-only events where we're invited to bring some of my Tigers, and she was there with hers, and very proud of that car.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that a number of years ago, having that conversation, that she was just so fascinated with that engine and wanting to know more about the gentleman behind it. But let's talk about, again, your background, going from these high-tech jobs in Silicon Valley to being the gentleman, the brainchild behind AutoInformant.com. What gave you the inspiration to dive into these waters?
Well, Bob, you have all those cars over time, which was fortunate, and I really do love cars, whether they're American or European. It really doesn't matter. They all have something special to us, depending on you know, sentiment behind it when we got it or first drove it or saw it. But it seemed to me that I had been to a lot of car shows and a lot of Concours events. And I said, you know, one day it would make sense to have like a one-stop shop, like a global car club, so that anybody that has an interest in any particular type of car or even a passion, such as myself, this would be a place that you could go and you could just peruse through the website. You could take a look at all the different kinds of events and all the different people that make up the world of cars, and then provide them with applications and capabilities. So if they wanted to share what they have in terms of an interest or a particular car, they could do that as well. And it was in existence. And, you know, what a capitalist opportunity. If it's not there, why don't I go out and put a global car club together with the help of some other Silicon Valley executives, such as my partner, Bill? And why don't we put that together and bring technology to bear and do the best possible job we can connecting all the dots? And I think that's what we've done with Auto Informant.
You definitely have assembled a wonderful team with Auto Informant, and Bill Stanovich is just an incredibly passionate gentleman, and is also a guy that just oozes enthusiasm for Auto Informant. And, you know, he drives an AMG Mercedes and is very proud of that, and he's just a really cool guy to talk with.
Oh, yeah, Bill Stanovich, he is a great partner. He is also a Silicon Valley guy. He's run many companies of his own. And we said, why don't we just take all of our knowledge base, which hopefully is growing still, partner up with other car people such as yourself, and see if we can really drive this club together and have this club supported and built by all the car enthusiasts out there. And apparently, it's working.
That's great. I know it was just a short while back that you visited this joint museum conference down in Los Angeles at the Peterson, and I understand the response from that has been quite good, to say the least, and lots more people and lots more museums are going to be taking part of the Auto Informant lead here and moving their museums to be more friendly for younger generations who are really into high tech, who are into mobile devices, digital devices, and want to meld the two passions together of automobiles and the digital devices.
Right, and that's exactly what we're trying to do at the museums, same with the car show, the concourse, take some of this technology, certainly take advantage of the mobile application, the mobile phone. Everyone carries a mobile phone. I said, why don't we bring some of this capability right to individual cars or every car in a museum, so the younger generation, when they walk in with their iPhone or their iPad or Android, they can scan a QR code that we've placed on every car, and a complete background and factoids and history and photos and video and audio, all that's right at their fingertips. And they can choose to look at it then or just walk on and continue to enjoy the beautiful cars and take a look at it at a later date. But more importantly, they get to share that on a global basis, and that's really what the museums need. In fact, that's even what car show folks want, that ability to share information very easily. Because, you know, at a car show, everybody's so busy talking to everybody, you never get to share that information. You get 1 out of 10 people that want to talk to you. But this way, with that QR code and a little label on your windshield, the individual can scan it, read all about your car. If there's something they're really dying to ask you about, they'll wait to chat with you or come back around and see you later. And that's what we're doing with all these different groups that are out there, such as the museums.
It's amazing, like you say, the information that can be contained utilizing a QR code. When you stop and think, I recently experienced it myself firsthand at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance. A lot of these events, they have a very small plaque just describing just the basics of a vehicle, but put that QR code in there and you can see just a ton. We'll talk about that and lots more with Bill Atala straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news. Really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring. So be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal. And give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Auto World live across North America, around the world, via GCNlive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. My name is Bob Long, joined by the founder of AutoInformant.com, Bill Atala, and we've been talking all about his personal automotive passion. And before the break there, we were talking about the QR code and how much information it can bring forth just with a simple scan with your smartphone. And it's such a step up, as I was saying, when you go to Concours events, They usually have a very simple plaque, tells you the year, make and model of the vehicle, maybe one small factoid, maybe the owner of the vehicle, and that's about it. But with that QR code, that opens up a world of opportunity.
You bet, Bob. That's, you know, it seems like such a simple solution, and it's a good solution. It's very viable. It's very powerful. And whether it's the QR code or in the future it becomes some other symbol, it's the idea that it's one particular action that gets you a world of information. And that's what Auto Informant tries to do, is provide that technical vehicle to really open up people's passion about their cars. I mean, sharing is what, you know, the Facebooks of the world are all about, sharing. And that's really what we need to do to keep this particular hobby alive. And particularly at the museums, my gosh, they need to attract younger people. And to do so, they need to do things like the QR code with smartphones and the ability to have video and audio and all kinds of other capabilities. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to just simply read that little placard in front of the car and then move on. I really like some of the insights as well.
Tell our listeners about how they can become a member of Auto Informant, because when you log on and check it out, you have the opportunity to sign up, and it's 100% free, and there's just a ton of resources, a tremendous amount of information on here. And as you pointed out a little bit earlier, your partner Bill has just done a wonderful job in gathering up all the clubs and museums and Concours events, and it's just a great place to visit. But membership is free and easy. Tell us more.
It is, and I think it is really the overall vision is a one-stop shop. If you have any interest in cars of any sort, this is where you would start. And all you have to do is go to autoinformant.com, and it's pretty straightforward. There's hardly any advertising, there won't be any pop-ups or anything along those lines. It's a very clean, highly visual site, and it just walks you right to just sign up, and more importantly, sign up and we give you the capability to build a page or a website for your particular car. As easy as it is to add things to Facebook and other social media platforms, this is a very simple platform, and you can go on there and share whatever kind of car you like. And we want to see your cars. We want you to share photos and video and open all that up to the global market. So this would be the place to basically build your page with all your information, have it all aggregated very simply in one place. And you can update it as often as you like. When you go to a car show, you can upload from the car show the, you know, winning an award or something along those lines. But this is where you'd have a page that everybody can, you can share with everybody. If people would like cars or similar models, can contact you as well if that's what you'd like. It's a great way for sharing, and we're building an enormous base of people that want to do exactly that.
And, of course, I know you're very active in all the social media as well, on Facebook, on Twitter, and Pinterest, and LinkedIn. Tell us about the experience there. I know in Facebook in particular, you've done extraordinarily well.
Well, thank you, Bob. We have done well, but I think it's because of the support of people that catch on to the idea of the club. Auto Informant is an online community. And so they're supportive. I get wonderful submissions. The company gets all types of images from around the world. And we do the best we can to take the best of the best and post those and share. And it just proves the idea that people really do want to see different things in the automotive space. And that's what Facebook is all about. In a little over a year, we've grown to a little over 307,000 likes. And that's all because the audience is out there that's really interested in automobiles, whether they're antiques or race cars or classic or modern cars. All of them are covered, and they all are equally important to everybody else to share with each other, and that's what we're doing. And Facebook is just a sample of how much interest is out there for what we're trying to achieve with Auto Informant.
And you've got such wonderful photography, as we've talked about before, up there, all 1080 PI in resolution. And I noticed today there was a blue Mustang, a Bossa 429. There was an Aston Martin race car. There was that beautiful McLaren F1 vehicle. It's just a feast for the eyes. Everybody should check it out, autoinformant.com. And there are going to be lots of things coming to Auto Informant in the not-too-distant future. You're going to be able to not only share your car profile, but also be able to use your mobile devices. I know you've got apps in the works, and even right now, I believe you're in a position to offer people the opportunity to sell their vehicle or find a vehicle.
That's correct. Right now, you can use our web-based applications, but they also work on your mobile phone. But the mobile apps will be out very shortly, give you even more capability. But right now, you can search the internet and car clubs for cars that are for sale. You can also, right now, use the applications for selling your car, which are highly effective. So you can build a web page, as we've talked about. We call it our profile pages. But you can also put your car for sale. And it goes a lot further than what most people do. We push it out to lots and lots of places to give you a maximum exposure. Because when you want to sell your car, we know you want to do it just to get out to the next classic. We want to help get you that much sooner.
And I know recently you've had some encounters in California with some really high-end collectors. And a lot of these folks are very, very passionate about their collections. Some of them have been featured in a series of books called Ultimate Garages. But, boy, they should really enlist the services of Auto Informant. I mean, if they have their vehicles featured in a book with just a few car pictures and just a little bit of information, imagine if they could share their entire collection and all the nuances with the entire world. What a win-win for everybody.
I think so. We're moving in that direction. What you don't see on the site right now is we are adding a special collector's section, so we'll be able to share, those collectors will be able to share with the rest of the world their diverse tastes in their collections, because we all like to see those cars up close, and that's what Auto Informant is trying to do.
Absolutely, and it will take you into these collections, which are private and not open to the public, and I know are great sources of pride for all the individuals who have them and take such good care of their personal collections. Let's talk a little bit more about something that I can't reinforce enough, and that's the fact that if you're looking for a car like yourself, if you're a fan of the Sunbeam Tiger and you want to get a Sunbeam Tiger, one of the best places that you can find one is within a club. And this is another area in which Auto Informant really excels, because this is part of the dream. This is part of the vision for Auto Informant, to put that kind of information in the hands of people who would love to own a Sunbeam Tiger and would love to get a primo example. When we come back from this upcoming break, we'll have you address that question. And also, we'll take any telephone calls at 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Very special guest, founder of AutoInformant.com. Straight ahead, we'll also be talking with Diesel drag racer extraordinaire Greg Hoag, who recently participated in the Texas Mile event, which is quite an unusual and great event held down in the state of Texas. So we'll get that inside scoop as well. Meanwhile, we got a telephone number of 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Throw out a quick trivia question here just for the heck of it. Why don't we make it a trivia question about a famous Ferrari. What was the Ferrari that was utilized in the television show starring Magnum P.I. himself, Tom Selleck, back in the 70s? This was a V8 Ferrari. I won't try and give it away completely, but what was the Ferrari that was utilized in Magnum P.I.? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Whoever answers that question, we've got a trio of prizes for you, including a cool thing, which is a Haynes manual, and I only have those for this week. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. What kind of vehicle did Tom Selleck drive in Magnum P.I.? Back to Bill Atala, the founder of Auto Informant. And Bill, we've touched on this in other appearances here on the show, but we have new listeners joining us each and every week, and I think it's so cool that you're working with car clubs, because as you and I talked about in person back a year ago in San Francisco, that there's nothing like getting a car from a club if you're interested in that particular vehicle, because there are so many cars that are sold within a club that never, ever make it into the general marketplace.
Agreed, Bob. You know, I think the car clubs are actually really vital to keeping our individual passion alive in particular makes and models. And part of one of the applications we have at Auto Informant is the ability to search for a car, and it searches most of the public forums that are available. You know, it will search eBay and all types of other forums, which is great. But we all know that the gems, the real cars that we want to get our hands on as collectors or something that's very special, are in the car club. And they put them for sale amongst the members, and they usually never hit the public forums. So what we're doing is our relationship with the clubs is developing. We're trying to do something special for each of all the car clubs. And in exchange, they're going to give us access to all their cars that are for sale, and now that will be included in our application. So when you're looking for a particular maker model, it's not only give you the public what's available publicly, what's available in the individual clubs. Now, that helps the clubs, helps those cars get sold that much quicker, but that also opens up some really special cars, people that may never have gone down that route before.
So true. Bill, once again, remind all of our listeners how easy it is to become a member of this global car club, this global car community, Auto Informant, and We so appreciate your time here today, but tell all our listeners why they need to do this and how easy it is to do it.
Well, it's very easy. I can do it, so that's proof right there. All you have to do is go to autoinformant.com, and it'll walk you through it. But you know what you should do is take a look around Autoinformant, take the tour, take the test drive, see if it doesn't have something that really stimulates your interest, guaranteed it will, and then sign up. We'd love to have you as a member of the club, and it's free.
Thank you so much, Bill, for joining us, and I'm sure we'll be talking again down the road. Now, let's switch gears and move over to a gentleman who is a regular contributor from time to time here on the show in the realm of racing. This is our go-to guy when it comes to diesel racing. It's my pleasure to welcome Greg Hogue back to Auto World. Greg, how are you doing?
Doing really good, Bob. We're sitting down here at the race shop after a sled pull with alcohol motors. And we just got back last week from the Texas Mile. Had a great time. I took a Cadillac CTS-V. A gentleman asked me to kind of bring him up in the, what to do in racing, how to put the gear on. We tuned it up and went down there and ran 170 miles an hour right out of the box. And then we took about five passes to get him up to that level. And now we've got a new racer. He's going to get to go out and have fun. And that Texas Mile is really growing. I would say it's there were probably 10 to 15,000 people down there this time. And when we first started, you could basically drive in the gate and enter. And now the entry opens up, and it's closed within 30 minutes to an hour to get one of the 250 spots. And we just had a great time. We went down there with our team. They also had a Z06 or ZR1 Camaro or the Corvette, and they went 186 miles an hour and had a great time. Saw a lot of stuff. You're seeing a lot of people coming down there, a lot of big-name teams, the Hennessy team, several other, a lot of the motorcycles. I don't know if you got Valerie on here yet. Valerie is with BMW Motorcycles, and she set some records down there. She's pretty famous. I enjoyed getting to talk to her. Every time I see her, she's done it all, from NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycles to Bonneville.
Well, speaking of Valerie, we do have Valerie with us, so why don't we punch her up right now. Valerie Thompson, a five-time land speed record holder, former NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle racer. Welcome to Auto World. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, it sounds like you've had a wonderful career, and tell us a little bit about what you're doing these days with BMW.
Well, I'm taking the BMW, and I am racing the wheels off of this motorcycle this year, like I did last year. And our top speed is 212 miles per hour, and we were hoping to do that at the Texas Mile at the last event that we were just at. And due to the weather and Mother Nature, it wasn't on our side, so.
What an amazing accomplishment to take a motorcycle to over 200 miles an hour. Taking a car to 200 miles an hour is quite an accomplishment, but I can't imagine. What is it like as a driver on that motorcycle going at that type of speed? It must be an incredible experience.
The experience when you're done and you see your time slip is the most incredible part. But when you're in the mode and you're in the motion of going through all your gears and making sure you're doing everything right and paying attention to your shifts and your everything, your throttle position, you know, that's work. But when you're done, that's the highlight. And to see that time slip is really an amazing
absolutely.
It's the speed of everything.
Aerodynamics plays such a role in high-speed runs like this, and I'm certainly familiar with cars and the way they address aerodynamic concerns. But tell us, Valerie, a little bit about motorcycles. How do motorcycles cope with going that fast?
Aerodynamics is, like, important because if you're not in a cage as a car is, and everything around you, like your elbows, your toes, I mean, even your seating position is really a factor. And if you can ever get into a wind tunnel and you have your bike totally set up for the high speed, you know, that's a great tool to have on your side to know. But everything else, you know, with the aerodynamics is very important, from your helmet to your toes.
That is great. Well, Greg, thank you so much for bringing Valerie on board here. What a great resume she has, Greg.
Oh, she really does. I tell you what's really interesting is to see her on the motorcycle. She becomes one with the motorcycle. It really doesn't look comfortable the way she's on it, but I'm sure a lot of that is, as she speaks, aerodynamics, and it's pretty neat.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to have more with Valerie Thompson and Greg Hogue. That's straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
AutoGeek.com is more than a website. It's a global community of auto enthusiasts. Join in on the fun with your geek brothers and sisters from around the world. Show off your vehicle, share your knowledge, participate in contests and giveaways, sell your vehicle, and locate great websites in our automotive-only search engine. AutoGeek.com is the place for all auto enthusiasts. Sign up today for your free membership at www.AutoGeek.com. www.AutoGeek.com.
If you have a passion for cars, you must join the club, Auto Informant. We are the number one online community for car lovers. It is your one-stop shop for everything to fuel your car interest. Through Auto Informant, you can connect with car clubs, auction houses, classic car dealers, museums, car shows, Concours events, and other car enthusiasts. It is the perfect place for sharing and growing your passion. If you love cars, join the club, get connected, and enjoy the advantages of free membership. www.autoinformant.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We're talking racing with a couple of racers. Greg Hoges has done his share of diesel-powered racing and regular racing just back from the Texas Mile. And Valerie Thompson is a 5-time world record holder when it comes to land speed and a former pro NHRA motorcycle racer. And Greg, you were telling us about the popularity of the Texas Mile event. It's really grown by leaps and bounds, and you see just about every type of vehicle there, including some real high-end exotics, I understand.
Yes, I did. I saw just about everything from a little Messerschmitt from the 1940s. It was a little teensy East German car that rode up and down the pits all day to probably every 928 Porsche left in the state of Texas rolled through there just cruising. Had a Hemi Cuda pull up to our trailer, a real 426 1971 Hemi Cuda, which is pretty interesting, and a lot of other stuff. The motorcycles are pretty neat, too. Valerie, I think, has got the most interesting one with the BMW. I did see the new Lamborghini. What is the name of that? The Aventador or?
Yeah, Aventador, yes.
Aventador, and it was a V12 instead of a V10, and the sound on that thing was just unbelievable. It was voted the best-sounding vehicle at the Texas Mile this time. We had 22 Cadillac CTS-Vs there. Sewell Cadillac put on an event and put on a hospitality center for them, which is really nice. I think Valerie was just like one door down from them. And they were giving away T-shirts, but they weren't T-shirts like everyone else were. They were Under Armour printed give out T-shirts. If you can imagine giving out Under Armour shirts to all of the patrons. And had a great time. They had one CTSV go over 200 miles an hour. Had a great time at it. It's the Texas Mile. The Houston Mile is coming up, which I don't know why they call it the Houston Mile, because it's a half mile, but it's put on by the same people. And I think it's the event is really grown. It's every year it gets more popular. Mile racing gets more popular. You've got the Ohio Mile and everything. Valerie, what do you think? You see a lot more of those other events than I have.
Yes, I've been to several different events, but I will say the Texas Mile is my favorite event besides the Bonneville. And, we got cars, we got bikes, we got sidecars, we got everything there.
Yeah, it sounds like an amazing event. I hope one of these times I will get down to get a look at it. Tell us a little bit more about the bike that you're riding from BMW. Certainly, power to weight ratio, you can't beat a bike. How many horses does this bike put out, and what's its weight?
Well, right now we're running 194 horsepower, and the bike weighs, we haven't technically got it on the, she hasn't got, Betsy is her name, she hasn't been on the weight scale yet, but we've lightened it up with a lot of different features with the MS production carbon fiber all over, and we lightened it up with the exhaust system by Akra Popovich, and the full titanium exhaust system, which is awesome, and it sounds great. I think that was the loudest motorcycle there.
Sounds
and,
like.
And I think it was the loudest motorcycle above a car.
Oh, it sounded really good. I don't think it was that loud. It sounded just right. It was a good sound. Everybody knew when she was going down the track. Of course, it's also lightweight because Valerie doesn't weigh a lot. That's we're looking at putting her, bringing her back into NHRA and putting her into my dragster sometime this year and getting her licensed in a dragster instead of a motorcycle. And I'm still unable to drive my own race car right now due to an injury at the fire station. So I'm going to take this advantage and put some of my friends in the car that are capable of driving it. She certainly is capable of handling anything.
Valerie, have you ever driven a diesel-powered racing machine?
No, but this year at the Bonneville Southwest, I have a great opportunity to actually drive a nationwide, former nationwide vehicle at the Bonneville Southwest, and in 2012, it went 244 miles per hour. So I'm gathering up all my race gear for the car side because it's totally different with the Hans device and the helmets and the leathers. I don't wear leathers anymore. I wear fireproof gear, and so looking forward to getting some seat time. And hopefully Greg will put me right in the seat and I can go fast. Right, Greg?
I think Valerie's going to do really well. That she's about 100 pounds lighter than I am, and I don't weigh that much. She's a perfect size girl for a race car when weight's everything. I tell you what, it's just amazing me when I see her on that motorcycle. It's like she just becomes part of the bike, if you can just imagine. It's just the motorcycle and her, it looks like they really worked hard on aerodynamics and everything. I guess they do that.
I actually think BMW made that bike specifically for me so I could be one with the paint.
Well, you definitely are one with the paint.
You know, I mean, I won with the paint, and, you know, I got to be the paint, absorb the paint. I just don't
know. If you haven't had a chance to see Valerie at some of the races or anything, she really puts on a professional show. She's got a lot of fan base, a lot of the young girls. When you see a whole line of young girls out there at the Texas Mile wanting her autograph, you know that she's instilling in their minds that the next generation of racers, and I just think it's great. And, of course, her leathers are really well-designed and everything. They're not just plain. I wish my stuff wasn't just plain black, but it is. But we're going to have a good time racing this year.
I got the bling lady. She had Diva's bling. She'll add a lot of bling and a lot of sparkle to your gear. And she'll make you go for it fast.
Yeah. If looks would go fast, I tell you what, you ought to be going 250 miles an hour. My good friend Warren Johnson, the professor, WJ, who's won, 15 or 16 world championships in NHRA Pro Stock, he was always one that looks doesn't make it go fast. And if you look at his engine program, there's not an ounce of effort spared on what it looks like, but it sure worked hard over the years to go fast. And of course, nowadays you have to, with the public, you have to look good and present good. And that's the key to this sport, is being able to relate to the public, being able to talk to your fan base. And I think Valerie does an excellent job of that. I wished I could learn from her a little more. I try to do it pretty good myself, but I just was really impressed with her at the Texas Mile, and that's why I asked her to maybe jump into my car and make a few races this year, if her time schedule allows.
Well, that sounds like just a wonderful combination. Absolutely. Valerie, tell us a little bit more about your years as an NHRA Pro Stock motorcycle racer. Looks like you had just a wonderful career and must have some really fond memories.
I sure do. You know, the memories actually started out on the street and went to from drag racing on the street to really racing on a professional racetrack at the AHDRA, All Harley Drag Race Association. I did that for a couple years, and I tell you, the treat and the cream of the crop was really is the NHRA, the quarter mile drag racing, and I got a chance to experience that for a couple of, like, four races, and behind the scenes, I tested twice a week, and when I looked at my crew chief, and I went 7:05 seconds in a quarter mile, I said, am I ready now? And he said, you're ready for the big boys now. And I was like, okay, great. So we went there and got our feet wet and had absolutely a great time. And, you know, I can't thank the crew from 2008 and 2009-10 for an amazing, to keep me safe on that bike. So the NHRA is the fans, the people, I mean, the environment, the energy is amazing. And I hope one day I can come back.
Well, it certainly sounds like a plan, and it certainly sounds like you and Greg are going to make an incredible team together. Valerie, do you ever get scared on a bike, or are you just that focused that it doesn't enter your mind?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I'm just worried. I was just concerned, just wondering with driving a motorcycle at that type of speed, do you just block all fear out of your mind? Are you completely focused on the drive?
You know, the speed is the easy part, but the rest of everything else, toes, you know, locked in, elbows down, one with the paint, everything else is what really matters. The speed is just that's easy.
Wow. So. Valerie, thank you so much for your time. We'll do this again real soon. Greg, thank
you
for your time.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.